Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hey, don't forget you can take us with you. Just get the app. You can stream the station. It's free, super easy. And then, you know, you're in control right there in the palm of your hand. Super easy. I don't know if you guys saw the Chris Jansen music video.
Oh, is this the one The Rock is in?
Yeah.
I have not seen it. Just heard about it.
What you see is what you get is the name of the video, the name of the song. When I get a truck,
I just jack it up. I think it's a testament to our friendship. I just sent him a voice memo and said, would you consider being in the video? And he's like, heck yeah, brother, I'm in. And I was like, oh my God. What you see is what you get. It epitomizes this man. It's nice to be important, but it's
more important to be nice.
It's more important to be nice.
Yeah. By the way, for people who don't know, you lived in Nashville. You were there as a youngster.
I lived in Nashville twice. My dad introduced me to country music. When I was in Nashville, when I was 15 years old, I had the bright idea that I thought, oh, I could become a country star. And I went down. Look at this laugh.
Don't we all? Yeah.
Tried to get into Tootsie's.
Yeah, how'd that go?
They wouldn't let me in. Well, I looked like I was 47 and I was 15 at that time.
Right.
She said, no.
You just said no, yeah. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
Yes, The Rock loves that line.
Yeah, that's great. So, yeah, that's kind of an interesting friendship. I didn't even really know they were friends. And then, boom. I just sent him a voice message? A video message?
Yeah,
what
voice
was it?
Memo, yeah.
A voice memo. Yeah, voice memo.
I love those. Yeah. I started doing that, and those are great.
Is it, I'm trying to remember how to do it. Is it in the text itself?
Yep, you can do it that way.
What's the other way?
Huh?
What's the other? Well, is there another way?
There's one that disappears and one that doesn't.
Yeah, so if I do the... Yeah, how does that work?
I don't know. We're going to find out right now, Jay.
Hi, Kevin.
Do one to you right now.
See, now that's just a regular text. That's just from the microphone. I don't want that. Yours comes up as a wave, right? Like as an actual wave file?
Yes, yeah, and that's the one that I believe will delete if they don't keep it.
Oh, yeah. How do you do that one? I can't remember how to do that one.
Put
so that's what Chris Jansen does?
And you hit audio, and you say, hey, what's up, Jay? I had to talk to you,
Kevin?
Because I don't have The Rock's phone number.
Okay,
pretty much
I've
the same thing.
I sent that to you.
Oh,
let's
see
what happens.
Okay. Oh, I see it now. Why is it red? I'll stop. Send it.
Oh, wow. I forgot that they do the...
Raise to listen. Show more. Oh, now, it actually has the transcript.
Yeah, you sent me a message. There it is, Jay. There it is. Now, so you do have to hit keep if you want to keep them.
After you listen to it?
Raise to talk expires in 2 minutes.
Okay, so I got you. All right. Now I know. All right. Plus sign, audio, boom. I don't think I've on purpose used that.
Okay.
Yeah, I may have accidentally done one. I don't remember, but yeah.
Accidental voice memo.
It's basically leaving a voicemail without leaving a voicemail anymore.
Yeah, it kind of is, except it's delivered in text form. Now, again, it doesn't expire. The 2 minute thing expired doesn't start until you've opened it, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Makes sense. So there you go.
And then sometimes I'll just record them and send them.
You record what?
Like a voice
regular
memo, yeah. Or I have a little thing called audio recorder, and I'll do that.
Sure.
And then send it, because then it doesn't get deleted.
Is that because you do very long messages? It seems like something you might do.
Well, or there's important information in it. The reason why I started using it was the ex-girlfriend, she used it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because she'd have a long message and didn't want to type it. And so she would just leave the long message, and then, you know, it was there, which was kind of nice because you could just go back and reference it anytime.
Sure.
Oh, I see.
Wasn't too bad. So, yeah, then I started using it.
Okay. And that's something.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
All right. What do you have?
Is it Steve's turn or my turn?
Either
Steve?
Way.
I mean, I'll go if you don't want to go.
Go for it.
Well, yeah.
Unless you want to go.
Second.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'll go. All right. So we were talking earlier about Coca-Cola. and maybe we've discussed this before, but I can't remember. Do you taste the difference really between Coke and Pepsi?
Yeah.
And also, like, different water, do you taste the difference?
Different water?
Well, not waters. I mean, unless they're flavored.
No, like, just standard.
Yeah, water. I mean, we've done a water taste test before.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't have shocking results.
Okay.
Right.
What about here? I think I've mentioned this as well, but maybe not. My brother, he says that different pasta shapes taste different. True or false?
Maybe because of the
firmness of them?
Yeah, or the thickness of the noodle or the amount of noodle, right?
Yeah, maybe like the bow tie ones are feel crunchier, more crunchier than like regular spaghetti or something.
Yeah, but they don't have a different taste. They're the same.
Yeah, I think unless it's a wheat blend or something. Yeah,
right, yeah.
They make them different, then sure. But
consistency, so yeah, they feel different, but the flavor should be the same
because
it's pasta, yeah.
But it messes with your brain, I think.
Right, yeah, I think it tricks you.
Yeah. So do you taste a difference, or do you feel like there is a difference, even though it's the same?
I don't at all, no, because my wife made this for my boys over the weekend, made multiple styles of pasta just because we were out, you know, didn't have enough for...
Yeah.
And she's like, well, which one do you want? Do you want the, whatever the curly ones are, or do you want the bow tie? And I'm like, it doesn't matter. It's a noodle.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
What are you saying, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm saying the exact same thing.
Kevin, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
What am I saying?
I don't know anymore.
You know?
All right, I'll move to my story. It's not quite...
Producer Steve.
As controversial as the noodle topic, but it involves Tom Brady. Tom Brady will be the target of a new comedy roast. I love the roasts. They're wildly inappropriate.
The arena. The roast of Tom Brady.
Yeah. That should be fun.
The greatest roast of all time, it's calling. And it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
I mean, they've always done them on Comedy Central or whatever, but this was on Netflix. It will stream live May 5th and then, you know, be there forever.
Sure, yeah.
First live roast in history to air unedited and uncensored. Kevin Hart will be the host.
It's going to be wrong.
Comedian Jeff Ross, who is the roast master.
Yeah.
And other surprise roasters will all poke fun at Tom Brady. No
What's
helmets,
the date again?
No mercy, no Brady rule.
The surprise guest.
We're coming for you, pretty boy.
I'm unroastable. Let's go.
I'm unroastable is hilarious.
Oh, man. And if you've seen the roasts, you know how funny they are.
Yeah.
And there's material, Tom.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's going to be fun.
What's the date again?
May 5th.
May 5th. Okay. All right.
Yep,
wow.
On Netflix at 8 p.m. Eastern, so it'll be 5 o'clock for us. And then, obviously, it'll be on after that.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to that.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I had a Celebrity Apprentice board game.
Really?
For some reason they sold that, and for some reason I bought it.
Kevin James.
Have you played the game much?
I took it out of its packaging.
wow.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound, just a few minutes from now. It's up to $600, so your chance to play in just a few minutes.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics, round two. I don't know real quick if you saw that Jelly Roll has been staying off the internet. He said there's so much negativity and people are bashing him about his weight.
What? Bashing him? How?
I don't know. It was actually his wife that went online and was like, guys, I'm going to tell you. He doesn't ever tell you, but he tells me it actually hurts him. So,
like bashing him, saying that he's...
Even though he's trying to lose weight, they're saying that he's still, you know...
Well, yeah. The guy wants to lose 250 pounds.
It's just the internet, Kevin. If
I know.
People have, it doesn't make any
dumb.
Sense.
Yeah,
and people are ignorant and they're rude and they think they're tough because they're behind their keyboard. So, yeah, his wife Bunny came out and was like, guys, he's taking a break from the internet. So if you don't see him on there...
He's such a genuine guy that passion, that he's the kind of guy that even though he knows he should ignore it, it gets to him.
You just can't be bombarded with it. It's just going to affect any human. That's a bummer.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good.
No, that's just, man.
What is it they say, like, every 7 compliments is, like, equal to 1 insult or something? Like,
yeah, it takes 7 compliments to erase a negative statement.
Is that right? Am I making
That's what I've always
it's
heard.
Something like that, yeah.
I don't know that it's fact, but yeah, that is definitely what I've heard.
Okay. Yeah, I hate hearing that stuff because he's been extremely genuine to pretty much everybody that we've ever met, and we've never heard a bad thing about him, so that's ridiculous. All right, Kevin, what do you have?
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, it's frustrating.
I wanted to give a little shout out to Spokane Memes. It's a fun little site if you want to follow something that's local and funny.
Yeah, I love that.
Like I follow a lot of funny sites, right? But not too many of them are local. But Spokane Memes clearly is. They had one the other day. They have lots of them that make me laugh, but this one really got me because it was just a thing where it said, you know what's really dividing this town?
By the way, where do you follow them? You're a Facebook
I'm
follow
on Facebook,
on them?
Yep, okay, Spokane Memes and more. I think that's the only place they are. Maybe
Spokane Memes? Okay.
They might be somewhere else, but.
Well, I just typed in Spokane Memes and Spokane News came up. That's not as funny.
Here's one of their posts, and you'll see my comment on it.
Okay.
How many people use the Centennial Trail on a regular basis? Not counting murderers.
Oh, gosh.
So they said that.
I don't like that.
What child sport do you miss the most? It's humor, Jay.
I understand humor.
What child sport do you miss the most? Tetherball, kickball, tag, foursquare. Which one would it be?
Probably tetherball.
I think kickball. Not even. I loved kickball.
Kickball's great. Yeah.
I don't think I ever played any of the other ones, really.
We had a tetherball in the backyard. Yeah, we were that's who we were. Growing up, that's who we were, man.
Oh, you were.
Yeah, that's who we were.
You were those kids.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. Kickball was
I think we
very
took
fun.
It out when my brother pulled the pole out of the ground and started chasing me with it.
Steve, which one did you miss the most?
Foursquare. That was a lot of fun.
Foursquare, okay.
Foursquare got competitive, man. That was the one in school where they're like, oh, it's cute. It's just like it's Foursquare.
Yeah, I never played Foursquare until I was an adult.
Yeah, then all of a sudden it got pretty serious, and then you're like, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you could get really good at it, and
Yeah, what was, there were like positions for each square, right?
I don't know. That was only the nerdy kids that knew that.
Huh.
Huh.
Hmm.
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 I think it was like king, queen, joker, jester? I don't know.
He's darling.
Back to the Spokane meme that I wanted to share with you. It said...
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Do you guys know what really is separating this town?
River?
Division.
Oh, that's actually good. I love that.
It's real funny.
That's funny, yeah.
That's well played.
It made me laugh. Yeah. They have some really good ones. And then, of course,
Well, with humor, some hit, some miss. That's kind
of
the
And
thing,
one of their
yeah.
favorite things is the... any truck getting stuck in an overpass.
Oh, man, it's just ridiculous.
And it says, who says we don't learn from our 1,877 mistakes? As there's a post from Spokane News, East Trent, North Napa reported semi needs assistance backing away from the overpass. So backing away.
Oh, nicely.
Instead
nicely
of hitting
done.
It.
Yeah.
So we finally learned.
Well, one in a row. I
it's
kind
of fun.
A guy early this morning, or maybe it was yesterday morning, went under the overpass over there, and it was like he was going very slow. And I thought, well, at least you know that it's close.
Oh, yeah. Steve, have you witnessed this in any other town that you've lived in, or do you know or even talking about?
Like trucks overturning?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. We have low overpasses, low bridges.
Oh! I thought we were talking about roundabouts. For
no, low bridges, and they tend to not realize that, and they just drive right into it.
Oh, yeah. I've seen some of those videos online are pretty crazy.
Yeah, I don't know how many times that's happened, and it's been a minute though, has it not, Kev? Have we finally?
Oh no! There was just one not too long ago.
Oh man, I think now it's to the point where they aren't even seeing pictures of it anymore.
Yeah, I think we're numb to it.
Yeah.
Like, it just keeps happening, and we're like, oh, hey, another truck smashed into an overpass. It is wild.
All right, let's do a little secret sound here. It's up to $800. We're going to play next.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Using your pinky to punch in a code is one of the dumbest things.
Kevin James.
I was like, I almost said out loud, whoa, pinky keypad.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. It's time for Jay and Kevin's
Do you hear that?
Secret Sound.
What do you say, Scott?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you, bud?
Not too bad.
Is today a good day, do you think, to like sit outside at some point and just, you know, like maybe when you take a break from work or eat your lunch outside? Is it going to be that nice? Because I can't really tell through the window today.
I think so. Right. It's looking pretty nice.
Be one of those days, Kev, where you're like, it's might be the perfect temperature. Where it's not too hot, and you know, you get out of the wind, and you sit in the sun, and you just kind of sit there. Maybe you could count your money that you're about to win on the Secret Sound.
Yes, please.
That would be awesome.
Yes, please.
He's got great manners, guys. let's see what we're playing for today, Scott. Here we go.
The current jackpot for Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound is
$600.
Probably don't have to tell Scott this, but for those who don't know, the wrong guesses are on the big999coyotecountry.com. You can just go there, sign up to be a VIP, boom, there you go. You can double dip, you can get some stuff from the VIP Country Club, including Cody Johnson tickets, by the way. All right, you ready to play, my friend?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Here's the secret sound.
Scott, for $600, what is the Jay and Kevin secret sound?
You know, I really want to guess like card shuffling or a stapler, but I won't.
Don't do it.
Maybe something car related, but I won't. I'm going to go with some kind of a stamp, like a notary stamp.
A notary stamp. Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, yes.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Let's see. Dang it. I did appreciate all the other guesses, though.
I really liked the way you played.
It was fun, yeah. We'll qualify for a $100 gift card, though, just for playing, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Scott, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. All the wrong guesses are a clue for you, and they're posted up on our website. And then we'll play again at 3:20 this afternoon with Jim Diamond.
The jackpot for the next round of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound will be
$609.
Stay tuned right here to the Big 99.9 Coyote Country for more chances to win. For access to all wrong guesses of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound, head to the Big 99.9 CoyoteCountry.com and become a Country Club VIP member. And always remember to Secret Sound responsibly.
Scott's funny. He should do this Spokane memes thing.
He should do just about anything. Yeah, he probably should do the show.
Kevin. What are you trying to say, Kevin?
Clip of the day. What are you doing, by the way?
Me?
There's no way you're cold.
I'm just trying to be a teenager, bro.
There's no way you're cold. You got your hood up. Bro. You look ridiculous. You obviously didn't sleep last night.
I have a sweatshirt, and I slept great last night. I slept too much last night, maybe.
Oh, no.
No, I'm wide awake, Jay. I just wanted to see what it was like.
To wear
to
your
be
hood?
A teenager, and I, for some reason, just zipped my hoodie
zipped it up
all
too?
The way up.
Oh, wow.
Zipped it all the way up, and I put the hood up.
Yeah.
Kind of pulled it tight.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they do that.
I'm gonna try it.
Headphones on over it, and was like, goodbye, world.
I'm going to try it.
I'm in my own world now.
You know how they do it.
Well, first of all, I can tell you already, this is very hot.
Now, for you, it looks like you're cold. I instantly, when I picture it, just reminds me of the food drive, and it looks like you're cold.
Yeah.
You're saying you.
Do I look that as well?
So you're saying you look cool and Jay looks cold.
No, I don't think I look cool. I don't know what I look like.
That's the only time we ever see each other with a hood on, though.
Yeah, so that's why. I'm really hot.
It is hot. It's ridiculous. That's dumb. I don't know how they do that.
I don't either.
Beanies indoors when people do that. I've never understood that, and I know I'm like the get off my lawn guy at this point, but.
I can wear a beanie because you can adjust it some, like pull it up, give your ears a little air. You can pull it off.
Why are you wearing it, though?
The beanie? Because I hadn't done my hair most of the time.
Well, that's what a baseball hat's for.
I don't know. I just don't have baseball hats right now.
What?
I do like beanie. I like the feel of a beanie. I like the It's like a mother grabbing your head and just giving it a nice soft squeeze that says, I'm here for you. That's what a beanie feels like. Clip of the day.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, this kind of makes me feel like a astronaut.
That comment or this clip?
No, having your hood up over the headphones.
Like an astronaut.
Oh, he's got his headphones on the inside of his hood, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Makes me feel like very...
You look like an astronaut.
Like spacey.
Or at least part of that word.
Here's our clip of the day today.
Mm-hmm.
This simply said, when you realize that you're raising a hustler.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to play it now?
Yes, now it'd be good.
Yes. Can I get a large iced coffee?
Can I get a cookie?
We have cookies at home, sweetheart.
We have coffee at home.
Oh, boy.
Chocolate chip or sugar?
Sugar.
And a sugar cookie, please.
Dad realized quickly.
Oh, bro, that's rough. We have coffee at home.
Yeah.
Chocolate chip or sugar.
Yeah. We have cookies at home, sweetheart. We have coffee at home.
Mm, boy.
What do you want?
Yeah.
What do you want?
That's funny. Yeah.
Well done, kid.
Also, did she take sugar?
Yeah.
What was the options again?
Chocolate chip or sugar?
Oh, yeah.
Sugar is delicious.
I think she just heard sugar and was like, I'll take sugar, Dad.
Yeah, that's probably it.
I don't even know what that means, but I want sugar.
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Back to the question you avoided.
What was the question?
When you went to lunch, who paid?
Oh.
My daughter paid.
What a move.
For everybody?
Yeah.
Like, if it doesn't go well, it's like, Emma, this was your idea. You're paying for lunch.
That's right.
Kevin James.
Well, I don't think that's got quite how it went, but I...
No, I know, yeah. But I mean...
No, it's well exactly how it went.
Yeah.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
Well, Steve gets to go first, so what do you got for us?
After doing some extensive research, investigating...
Yeah?
There are, in fact, names for positions in Foursquare.
Really?
Oh, really?
Like the players' positions?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
At least according to this. Beggar, joker, queen, and king.
That is very weird. How do we determine what's what?
Right, yeah.
Well, the lowest position is the beggar, and you start off in square four, and then you work your way up to one.
Oh, so if you end up eliminating the other people, you move... Oh, all right, I see.
Yeah. Got it. And I feel like when I played... There were special rules and things like
I would imagine
some sort of like jackpot thing where you got to like throw up the ball and if you
threw
it,
up the ball,
yeah,
gross.
Ouch.
There was something with it where if like you threw it up and then if the other person
you
caught
up
it or
the ball,
yeah. If you threw it up and hold on,
you just have to ignore him on things like this. Just keep plowing forward.
I'm trying to, but it's really difficult.
If you toss the ball up in the air.
Thank you, Jay.
Phrasing.
If you toss the ball up into the...
Gross.
Toss the ball up. And if you caught it, then you get to move up a square or something, and that person who tossed it up would be back in line or something.
Okay.
I think
I don't even remember playing that game when we were kids.
I don't think I ever did.
It's a fun game. You want to play?
Now?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get Warren and Bruce to play so we can keep moving up squares.
Well, it is.
There are apparently like championships.
Oh, I'm sure it gets pretty crazy.
And it is pretty easy to play, right? Like, I mean, it's not hard.
I mean, you're just like tossing the ball.
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty simple. I mean, I guarantee you, if you're good at it, you could be really good at it. It's kind of like the spike ball thing, Kevin, where, you know, you're like, you see these... You know, some people are playing, you're like, well, that's just ridiculous.
Right.
I mean, they're just going crazy. And they're really insanely good at it. Or you could play it at our level, which is, you know, we hit it once and that's
it. Well, in Foursquare, you don't move very much. I mean, it's very limited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you know what our level is going to be? We could be really good.
Final thoughts.
Right. Kevin?
I'll take that as a no with you guys wanting to play.
Oh, I'll play. I mean, why wouldn't I want to play with you?
He's darling.
A recent study shows that we as human beings are spending more time choosing a Netflix movie than actually watching it.
That's great.
The ability to choose between hundreds of options is a real challenge.
It is.
And has been finally proven.
We've gotten better at it, I will say that, thankfully, because it was terrible for a while, where we would keep looking, looking, look, and then go, I'm not even watching it. I don't care anymore.
And then how many times you go, oh, that's a pretty good one. I like that one, but let's see what else there. And then
we just go to the top 10 and I'm like, does this interest you? Yes. Boom. Done.
Watch it. Yeah. That's smart.
Because I also realize that my wife will either be doing something else during the movie or sleeping. So it doesn't, you know, it's not going to hold her attention 100% anyway. There's only one thing in this world that does that.
That's you?
Why don't you just say, hey, I'm picking the movie?
Well, that's what I usually do. You just don't boss it like that. Hey, I'm picking the movie.
Yeah, why don't you just say, hey, I'm picking the movie?
It's all in the suggestion. It's like, hey, how's this look? Yeah, that's fine. Okay, and so then I did pick the movie.
Yeah, why don't you just say, hey, I'm picking the movie?
Final thoughts.
I understood what you did. It just wasn't as good as mine.
He's darling.
Why don't you just say, hey, I'm picking
the movie? When I was sleepy this morning, I went to get into the shower and I went to turn the water on and I went to reach in to turn the water on and I slammed my thumb against the wall.
Oh.
Because I wasn't looking and I was tired. And it made a really weird. I actually thought there was something was seriously wrong with my thumb from the noise it made.
And like it, like in the joint?
Like it sounded like it broke. Like it literally sounded like my thumb broke. And do you ever talk out loud at that point, Kevin?
Oh, always.
Steve, do you ever talk out loud at that point?
For sure, yeah.
And I said, and I didn't, you know, classically a bad word would be something you would say.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I said, I mean, it went boom, and it was so loud. I go, oh, secret sound.
That I like. Secret
sound. I was like, that would be a great one, but I'm not going to replicate
breaking
that.
Breaking thumb in shower.
Slam thumb into wall, thumb.
You didn't say unicorn?
I did not. I didn't say any substitute words. I didn't swear, just, secret sound.
I mean, I like that, too.
That is great. secret sound.
Try it. Once you get it down, though, I'm telling you, pretty good.
Yeah, I like that.
Can we disclose that is, in fact, not the secret
sound? That is
sound?
Not it.
That is
that,
not
that
it.
That was not some veiled cue or clue or any sort of thing that was just...
It has nothing to do with the shower.
Nope.
Does it have anything to do with the shower?
He's darling.
I find myself doing the... It's almost like there's another person there yelling at me. Like, if I were to do something like that, Jay?
Yeah.
I'd be like... Yeah, come on, Kevin. Get it together.
Right. You take the role of the other person.
Yeah, like Kevin Eugene.
Yeah, you're better than that.
You're better than this.
What is wrong with you? Man.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Self-talk.
Yeah. I've done it many, many times. Usually I end up going, idiot.
Yeah.
That's the word you call yourself.
That's the...
What do you call yourself, Kevin? You call yourself dumb, goofball...
You're such a big, giant idiot.
Because I know Steve's is.
He's darling.
What a...
You thing you.
I also will say...
You thing you.
I don't know why. I always call myself, what a dipstick.
Oh, okay then. Fish.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All right, that's the show. Gotta go. On the way out, though, let's qualify somebody for a trip to Nashville for the CMA Flyaway. CMA Music Fest is a huge 4-day concert in Nashville. And this prize includes airfare for two and a 5-night hotel stay and the stadium shows there. It's a Wednesday through a Monday thing. It is an awesome trip.
Yeah, it is. That's an unbelievable package where you just get the concert. Just going to Nashville is cool.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Then throwing in the 4 nights of the shows where it's like all the big names.
In the summer, so you can just kind of walk around and be warm and everything. So let's qualify a couple different people, 509-441-0999, to callers 7 and 8. And then tomorrow, more Cody Johnson tickets. Who knows what kind of fun game we'll have tomorrow after the nickname game today. That was really something, didn't you think, Kevin?
It was very successful.
It was awesome.
This is the first one that just popped into my mind. He was a bull rider. So tomorrow we play. That's bull. And we got to come up with what the game is, but now I've got the name.
That's all that really matters.
So we'll say things, either they're true or they're false, basically.
I understand how it works.
And then say, that's bull.
Or it could be something else. We could come up with different rules. No, your way
is good.
We are
so glad you came. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just, sometimes you don't even have
to. Yeah, I could tell by the silence.
Thank you. I was going to say, that may have been enough.
Bye-bye.
Just the long, drawn-out pause might have been enough.
Let me grab a couple people for qualifying.
Yeah, yeah, you do that.
I'm just going to go over
there. Yeah, you do that. I'll do this.
This is KXLY-FM Spokane. And now your Coyote Country Club keyword.
I mean, I think bull at this point is probably the right keyword. Keywords get you points, and those points are worth entries for prizes. So bull, B-U-L-L, bull, is your keyword. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Get rewarded for listening. Log on to the big 99.9coyotecountry.com now. The big 99.9 Coyote.